geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's 11:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good morning, I'm Dan Jessup, and some sunshine along the Wasatch Front. KSL's top local story, lights are out in areas of West Valley City this hour. Just over 3,000 customers affected by the outage caused by equipment damage. A crew was on site, repairs are underway. Rocky Mountain Power estimates those affected by the outage should have their power back on about 12:30 or so. Lake effect snow causing a lot of crashes and slide-offs overnight last night, about 158 of them. Department of Public Safety's Susan Thomas warns drivers to take proper precautions as snowmelt from today will likely freeze on the roads overnight tonight.
We just really want to remind all of our drivers to slow down and leave extra distance when we've got freezing temperatures and rain and snow.
KSL 5 meteorologist Lene Meyer says there will be a return to nicer weather. More spring-like weather on Monday. Mining officials now say a roof fall. A rock measuring 10 by 10 feet and 22 inches thick killed that miner in Emery County Friday. It took a short time for Dallin McFarland to be rescued. He was treated at the hospital and released. Elam Jones was found dead about 3 hours later. This is the 13th mining fatality in Utah so far this year. Ogden police searching for suspects involved in a neighborhood shootout as two people in red bandanas took shots at a moving car on 29th and Jefferson Avenue last night. Gang detectives are investigating. The Senate did pass a budget blueprint early this morning after a long night of considering amendments to the $3.7 trillion package. It passed along party lines 50 to 49. It calls for almost $1 trillion in tax increases over the coming decade. In the Republican Weekly Address, Utah Senator Mike Lee says there are no real plans among Democrats, though, to save entitlement programs.
Even the president knows that doing nothing to address the exploding costs of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security isn't an option. Doing nothing makes no sense. And it threatens the most vulnerable among us.
This morning's Senate vote is non-binding. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's an unsettled weekend, but we'll check Monday out for you as well. Your KSL forecast next.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
Each week during the school year, KSL and Zions Bank honor teachers for going the extra mile. And this year, courtesy of Bird Brothers Tire and Service, a brand new Nissan 2-year lease will be given away. The letters we receive share great stories on how teachers in Utah are making a difference in the lives of our children. And then we tell you about them on the air. If you have a teacher you'd like to honor, one who has influenced you or one of your children, or one you've worked with, we'd like to know. Send us your teacher nomination by going to KSL.com. and clicking the radio page to submit an online letter. Each week, the winning teachers receive a plaque from Zions Bank, two season passes to Hale Center Theater, a gift certificate to the Roof Restaurant downtown, and an overnight stay at the Anniversary Inn. And at the end of the year, one lucky teacher will win the new Nissan, courtesy of Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Join us in recognizing teachers throughout the year with the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program, Saluting Teachers.
Talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. No traffic accidents to report this hour. That's the first time we've had that all this morning and since overnight last night. Our showers will give way to, some semi-clear skies. Still a chance of a snow shower before midnight in different locations. Today's high 38, 29 tonight. Some sunshine tomorrow. Still slight chance of a shower. Monday, sunshine, 47 for the forecast high. 29 degrees at 11:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Townsend Show.
That mutt is not sleeping in our bed.
She's clean.
Strategies to get along better without killing each other. Communication, conflict, sex, love, and dating. And the secret to effective and genuinely happy relationships. Here's Matt Townsend on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Matt Townsend Show. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Townsend, your relationship coach, your guide on the side. We do what we can on this program every Saturday to give you some tools, some ideas on how to take your life back, how to make your relationships healthier, happier, stronger. And I think we got a great topic for you today. A great one. Now, have you ever been in a relationship with someone, and as you're relating to them, you're wondering, now seriously, something's not right here. They just don't seem to be getting what I'm meaning here, or getting how to handle this, or they seem to be overreacting a little bit. And I see so many clients where we all have what I call these holes. Everybody I know in a relationship brings to the relationship what we call holes. Now, the holes could be sometimes psychological. You know, we might have a mental illness issue. Sometimes it's physiological. It might be chemical. It could be just our physiology. I do a lot of work with the Alzheimer's Association and a lot of work also with the Multiple Sclerosis Society. And if you're thinking about being in a long-term relationship with somebody that maybe has Alzheimer's, that can impact the relationship profoundly, right? That makes sense. Well, there are also some people that have addictions. So many of my clients come in and you can just tell something's not right, that they're missing something. They're incapable of actually focusing on certain details, and they may have an addiction. They may be even hiding the addiction. Some people I found are just so easily distracted in the relationship. That could be a hole of just somebody that is so all-encompassed in their work or their hobbies or even their church work or even their activities in community that they actually are neglecting the relationship. So that's another hole, distractions. Sometimes moms can be so involved with their kids that they are incapable of even being able to build the relationship as healthy in a marriage as it needs to be. And then the last hole that I talk about a lot is simply ignorance. A lot of us just flat out don't know what we don't know. And when we're first in love and they're so cute. Oh, I could just kiss them. And what could your partner ever do that would ever drive you crazy? It all makes sense at first because we're kind of naive. We don't quite, you know, have a full picture of life. Most of us wouldn't be able to recognize a mental illness issue because we're not trained in it. Some of us don't know about our family history enough to know, oh yeah, dad's kind of got a little anxiety too, or mom's got a little anxiety. So we just kind of enter the relationship. And when we enter the relationships in our life, we assume they're all going to be fairly normal with a few crazies once in a while is kind of how we throw it out there. Well, the reality is each one of us brings problems or potential problems, some of those holes, to our relationships. And as a relationship coach, what I've been seeing a lot in my own practice is if we don't understand these holes, then we're going to probably negatively interpret what our partner's doing. For example, I had a woman come into my office and she told me her husband was the meanest man she had ever met. And when I hear that, I'm like, well, I've met a lot of mean people, so let me be the judge of that. And I sat down with the man, talked to him for about 5 minutes, and that man was the meanest man I had ever met. He was horrible. He was awful. And the more I talked to him, the more I didn't like him. And immediately I might think, well, what a rude guy. Hey, lady, you just need to leave this loser. He's a freak show. Well, come to find out, I sent him to a neuropsychiatrist because I didn't think things were right. And he was evaluated. And he had a diagnosis of frontal lobe dementia. The frontal lobe of his brain was hardening, and he's basically dying. Now, it's a slow death. It's kind of an Alzheimer's thing. And this mean man wasn't just a mean man. This man was probably a great man with frontal lobe dementia. Or even just a troubled teen that grew older, that had his issues, that maybe did drugs, and then got dementia. The problem with it is, as humans, we live in very complex systems. And so as humans, most of us think the system should be fairly simple. Like, you do this, it makes this happen. Cause, effect, cause, effect. So if somebody's rude to you, we assume they're evil. There's the cause, there's the effect. Or if somebody cuts you off in traffic, we assume they're stupid. Or if somebody ignores you, we assume they don't care. But in reality, it's more complex than that. So what I wanted to do today is bring on a guest who actually suffers from a mental illness of bipolar. And he's going to tell us his story. He's an incredible guy. Andrew Hogan's his name. They call him Andy. He's written a couple books. And he's going to tell us his story about how he's created an 18-year marriage with an incredible wife, by the way, Soraya, who is never going to admit how great she is, but is. And the reality of this couple is they are together battling bipolar, which 90% of the people that have bipolar would not be in a long-term relationship. They're breaking the odds, and they figured out kind of together how to start to make some success in their relationship. And I wanted to have them on the show because, A, I think mental illness is huge. I think just in the news, if you hear about all of these mass shootings and things like that, mental illness is out there. And as a group of people that are all relating with people with mental illness, we need to understand a little better. I also want you to be thinking out there. If you know you have some holes, it's time to start doing something about it. And Andy's going to, in his book, he has a book out there called Bipolar Disorder, 5 Steps to a More Peaceful Life, that we're going to be talking about. It's a dynamic 5-step workbook and book, and you can go through 5 steps, and he's going to teach us the 5 steps. One of the keys to this, if you want the information or more information about the book is not, it talks about his bout with bipolar, but the principles in the book are really more about, you can use them in anything. You can use them to help you overcome probably any of these holes we've discussed. And you can find that at www.bearcanyonpress.com. Bearcanyonpress.com. His name again is Andy Hogan. Now, we're going to bring him on after this first break. But one of the things that I found, just learning a little bit more about him, a lot of people get into the marriage, then they find out their partner's got something. Okay, I had a client just the other day that for 22 years has been manifesting depression, anxiety, a little PTSD, signs of PTSD. Well, lo and behold, she actually was just recently diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. So for 18 years, this entire family has been trying to compensate for a mom that wasn't very healthy. And so when they finally saw that something is not right, and they had enough pain, I guess, to go do something about it, it started a change. So we're going to talk to Andy about his change. We're going to also get into the keys, the five steps to a more peaceful life. And I want you to be thinking out there, what is it you're struggling with, and do you need to have this kind of an intervention? Do you need to have some help? Do you already know you have anxiety, for example? So many times I'll have a client come to me that is manifesting signs of anxiety, and I'll ask, have you ever been diagnosed with anxiety or anything like that? And they'll say no, and then I'll say, do you think you have it? And they're like, oh yeah, for sure. And like, how do you even know about it? Well, I thought about it, my mom has it, and my grandma has it, and my great-grandma killed herself because she had anxiety. And I'm like, so you know you have it, and everyone in that family has it, but you're not doing anything about it yet. I don't want to go to a therapist, or I don't want to take the meds, or I don't want to be broken. Okay, I get it. It's just it's hard. I know that. It's hard. And by the way, the family knows it. So not only does the person that has the mental illness know it, but the family knows it, and nobody's moving for 20-something years. So we want to help you with that. Let's start fixing the holes in the bucket. If there's 5 holes in a bucket, we could fill it all day long with love. But if people have holes in their bucket, it doesn't matter how much love you put in, it's going to pour out. We've got to start seeing if we can at least stop the drain of the bucket. Each of us has these holes. Remember, the ones I talk about are physiological, where our body or our chemistry doesn't seem to work right. Psychological, where our past, our traumas, our abuse as a child, our belief about ourselves. Some of us have addictions. And by the way, some people have all 3 of those. Some have addiction. I just spoke recently at the graduation of the addiction program out at the Utah State Prison. And they gave me a number where something like 80% of the people in their addiction program have either physiological problems, psychological problems, or family of origin issues where they were abused as a child. So 80% of the addicts in the prison have these holes. So then what we do is we medicate them. Now, just remember, physiological, psychological, addictions, distractions. Distractions are the ones I think that we see a lot around the valley, the Salt Lake Valley and Utah in general, because we're all anxiously engaged. Remember, we are the state of the beehive.
and bees are just buzzing around, constantly doing, giving the best lives for our kids, being involved in our religion, our faith, and yet at the same time, it may be distracting you from your most important relationships. The last one is basic ignorance. That's what we're going to try to overcome right now. You're listening to The Matt Townsend Show. We'll be back with Andy Hogan and his new book, talking about 5 steps to a more peaceful life, right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Some stories break so fast you can't get to a radio quick enough.
He says the prison, it needs to go.
The Dow has finally reached 2007 levels.
Susan Rice is the front runner for National Security Advisor.
Boy, it is as ugly as I've ever seen it in both directions.
Get breaking news right on your cell phone. Text the word news to 57500. That's news at 57500. You'll be the first to know with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Val Hale, President and CEO of the Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce. Pretty much my entire career has been spent here in Utah County, and a lot has changed over the past 30 years. One of the changes I'm most excited about is the new UTA Frontrunner line from Provo to Salt Lake. It's the first UTA rail line into Utah County, and it's going to benefit everyone. Transit is good for business. In fact, one of the reasons Adobe selected its current location in Lehigh was because of the UTA Frontrunner stop nearby. Transit is also good for education. Every major university along the Wasatch Front is now connected by FrontRunner, and students can study while they ride thanks to free Wi-Fi on board. Lots of good things are happening in Utah County right now, and FrontRunner is one of them. So if you haven't been to Utah County in a while, hop on UTA and pay us a visit. With the new FrontRunner South Line, it's never been more convenient. For more information, including routes and schedules, visit rideuta.com.
The day started out like any other until the phone rang. I let her ramble. Maybe it was the sultry sound of her voice that appealed to me, but something was putting out a big stink. The air was so thick you could cut it with a butter knife. I said, I'll be right there. I knew the moment the door opened, the city stink originated right here. I reached inside my coat and she got real apprehensive. I said, put a sock in it, sugar lips, and eased out a brochure from Scott Hale Plumbing, Heating, and Air. I said, you got drain problems, and for $59, Scott Hale's crew will come out and clean your drain and give you a free video inspection of your drain line. She said, and I said, yes, a $300 value. She went for the phone as I threw her the easy-to-remember number, 801-264-HALE. She said, I said, $59 drain cleaning. Call 264-HALE. Just calling Scott Hale made the air just a little bit fresher. And that, as they say, was that.
It's time to start your business. Join the Northfront Franchise Symposium, March 26th from 8 to 3 at the DATC. Learn how to choose, fund, and operate a franchise. Register for $15 and get a free starter kit at datc.edu or 593-2100. That's 593-2100 or datc.edu.
Better, argue less, and rediscover authentic relationships. Learn how. Call KSL Talk, The Matt Townsend Show, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. to the Matt Townsend Show. Dr. Matt Townsend here, and we're talking with Andy Hogan. Now, Andy Hogan is the author of a bunch of books, but the one we're talking about today is a book called Bipolar Disorder, Five Steps to a More Peaceful Life. And Andy is a man, incredible man, who has his adult life has been suffering with bipolar, and has written a book about how to overcome and move on. It's not like you fix bipolar, but how to overcome a mental illness and create as healthy of a life as you possibly can create. So, Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you here, and your wife, Soraya, just sitting over there, just so nice. I'm going to get you on the mic sometime, Soraya. But I really appreciate you coming, because mental health is a big issue. Mental health illness, or mental illness, is a big issue.
Yes.
And it's impacting so many lives.
10 million people in America have bipolar disorder, and probably more because it's misdiagnosed so much.
And that's bipolar, which that's is bipolar. Probably one of the most rare forms, right? I mean, there's a whole litany of other mental illnesses that right. that are out there. Now, you tell me about your story. How did you find out you had bipolar? How did you first start dealing with this?
Okay, well, It culminated when I was on my mission serving in Taiwan, but I had symptoms beginning in early childhood.
Did you?
But I didn't know what they were. My mother also had bipolar disorder actually had a breakdown when I was early youth.
Had she been diagnosed?
No, not until the breakdown.
So interesting.
Yeah, and so we can get more into that later, but so I knew it was in our family, but we didn't talk about it. We didn't know what was going on with my mom, really.
Yeah.
So when I went on my mission and the mania started developing heavier and heavier, I had been on island in Taiwan for 10 months and was far away from other missionaries, far away from any leadership, because the mania had fooled everyone into thinking I was a good...
Like, this guy's a go-getter, man. He's on fire. And let's send him to the furthest place out.
Yeah, the fire turned out to be a wick that had been lit, and the dynamite blast, occurred while I was way down south in Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
And had to be brought home. Spent a month in a psychiatric hospital in Provo, and then I was reassigned to serve in the Billings, Montana mission. And there, that was when I first began medication, was in the hospital. But I didn't think it was doing anything. I didn't think I needed it. And as soon as I started feeling better, I quit taking it.
It's interesting. So as soon as you're feeling better on the medication,
you think, oh, I'm better. I don't need the medication.
Isn't that interesting?
And I think that's common.
Well, everybody out there listening that's dealing with anybody with a mental illness has probably seen that pattern, right?
I'm sure.
They've seen the pattern. That right when they feel good, they get off the antidepressant, or they get off the anti-anxiety. Or
right. And so I had another psychiatric break in Bozeman, Montana. Okay. And came home again, ended up finishing my mission early because I just couldn't do it.
Right.
I couldn't go on. And from that point, my life completely changed from being this person who before was perceived by most people as an excellent, outstanding young man, and came home and now I was a dejected, after the psychosis and after the mania comes the crash, the depression. And I was very depressed.
And you had a name on you, bipolar, brand.
Right, someone with a mental illness.
That's
the story. So I started trying to figure out how to live with it, but my life didn't start getting better at that point. It continued to go down, continued to get worse.
Where did you meet Soraya, and how did that come to be?
Soraya came into the picture just after about the lowest point. I had been dating a girl that I thought I was going to marry, very in love with, and she could see that I was in denial. She could see that I wasn't talking about this. I was scaring her.
Yeah.
And she didn't want a relationship that way. And so I was heartbroken. To me, it felt like this is the end of the world. It doesn't get any worse than this. And our dating story, the way we met is a story in itself. But we met and I knew after the breakup that I'd have to start dating again because I wanted a family. I wanted a marriage that was successful. And so met Soraya, and on our first date, I knew I had to tell her, you know, this is a skeleton in my closet. This is something you need to know if we're going to have a relationship. And so I told her on our first date. She went home. She talked about it with her parents. She thought about it. She prayed about it. And the next time we met, she said, I feel like we should keep dating.
Oh, my heavens. Soraya, you little crazy lady. Seriously, though, that's so rare, isn't it? Because so many people would run away from that.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you something.
And then you had to even tell her. I mean, just the mere fact that you're dreading telling her this, too.
And something funny about it is Soraya also served a mission in Taiwan. And when we were on that date, when I said, okay, this is what happened to me in Taiwan, we were in different missions at different times. Yeah. But when I told her this happened to me on my mission, she said, that was you.
Oh, she heard about
it. She had heard about it.
She heard the waves.
The breakdown was so bad, it got around the whole island. Everyone knew about it, that there was a crazy missionary, and she had already heard about me.
How interesting. That's kind of symbolic, isn't it? Some other missionary heard about it. But the other thing that I know Soraya told me earlier is she knew that she should date you. Eventually, you guys got married, but she had no clue what she was really stepping into.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think any of us do, really, right? I mean, so whether someone has mental illness or not, none of us know really who we're marrying or what deck of cards we're picking up. But the amazing thing is she chose to be part of that.
Yeah, voluntarily, willingly.
So she was helpful there, and your parents, I hear, too, were also core.
Yeah, my parents were very supportive, very loving, very understanding. During the time when I was in the hospital, you know, the group therapy sessions that we did in there, they would say there's a rock in your shoe and you need to take your shoe off and you need to get the rock out in order for your foot to start healing. Well, I thought, you know, the problem isn't me. The problem is other people have done this to me. And so, of course, I blame my parents for the way they raised me. And so we had these sessions with my parents coming in and I would cry and say, you gave me this, you said that, and you messed me up. And they were so understanding through the whole time. They didn't say, you're sick, you need help. They said, yeah, okay, we did this, we did that, we're willing to change. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to face this kind of a thing?
See, now the family starts facing it, which is one of the keys, the generational not facing it, you know, year after year, generation after generation not facing a mental illness. That's one of the keys to starting to overcome it.
Absolutely.
Let's do this, Andy. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want you to get into teaching us your five steps. What are the five steps you used to create a more peaceful life with this mental illness? Good stuff. And hope you're learning. Get the people around you that need to be hearing this. We'll be back with more right here on the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
.com.
It's 11:32 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour is a developing story. Mining officials now say a roof fall caused an Emery County coal miner's death. A rock measuring 10 by 10 feet and 22 inches fell from the roof of the mine. One miner, Dallin McFarland, was rescued and treated at Castleview Hospital in Price. However, the body of Elam Jones was found about 3 hours after the cave-in. Jones was a rescuer himself 6 years ago during the Crandall Canyon mine disaster. Julie Jones is Elam's mother.
Elam's wife called and said there's been a cave
cave in at the mine. And we both knew in our hearts and in our stomachs that it was Elam. But we couldn't admit it, so I called. I'm the mom.
Elam Jones is survived by his wife, two young children, and a community of friends and family in Utah's coal country. Further investigation will continue. 149 airports will lose their control towers on April 7th. The towers are being closed because of federal budget cuts due to the sequester. Provo and Ogden airports will lose their towers. Ogden-Hinkley Airport manager Royal Eccles is disappointed.
We don't think that the FAA went over the 4 points that they had specified that they wanted to have us address in order to keep the airport open. We feel like we comply with all four of those points and meet those at a great high level.
Eccles says their proximity to Hill Air Force Base is one reason that Ogden Airport is important to national security. At last report, lights out in areas of West Valley City. Just over 3,000 customers affected by the outage caused by equipment damage. Crew is on site. Repairs are underway. We'll let you know when the lights are back on. Coming up on KSL News Radio, some sunshine now. The roads look a lot better. Check your forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 1134.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
They could all come out in the investigation that he's an erratic, bizarre man.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
When you're 50 or over, some things in life just make sense. Like how the Beatles will always sound better on vinyl than on an iPod. Or why transistor radio was so cool. You know what it was like to drag State Street and how it felt to dial a rotary phone. You donned a baby blue tux, had a perm, and you know who put the bump in the bump-a-bump-a-bump. Sure, you've seen a lot in life, but there's still so much more to experience. So get a colonoscopy. You see, colon cancer affects both women and men, but it can be prevented with a simple screening. And it's highly treatable when found early. So talk to your doctor and get screened. Because for you, a colonoscopy is like pet rocks and lava lamps. It makes sense.
If you're 50 or over, get a colonoscopy and stick around for the next set of memories to come. A message from the Utah Cancer Action Network and Utah Department of Health.
NutriMulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be NutriMulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. NutriMulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. NutriMulch gives us the freedom to use less water. NutriMulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
Web to your car at broadband speed. The Browser. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. No traffic problems to report and nicer weather this afternoon. Still just a chance of a shower or two into tonight. 38 today, 29 tonight. Partly sunny, but hold on to that chance of a shower for Sunday and mostly sunny on Monday. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Downtown Salt Lake, 29 degrees at 11:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Sweetheart, you fell in love with Townsend Show at 575-8255 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. Dr. Matt Townsend here, and we are talking right now with our great guest, Andy Hogan. Andy Hogan, was diagnosed with a mental illness, bipolar, when he was probably 21, and has taken it head on, and has probably been taken head on. We'll say it both ways. He's aggressively gone after trying to improve his life. He's also probably been beat down many a time. He's married 18 plus years. He's been very supported by his family, by his. Do you have kids, Andy?
Yes, have two teenagers. We're doing teenagers. So you know what that's all about.
Fun times. And then, but what you've done is you've written a book called Bipolar Disorder: 5 Steps to a More Peaceful Life. And you're really giving us steps, keys to improving your existence if you're dealing with any issue in life, whether mental illness or a specific diagnosis of bipolar. These are principles. This can work universally.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are the points?
Okay, the first one, you know, it sounds like it should be obvious. The first step is identify your illness. Know what you're dealing with. And you would think that'd be simple, but in the case of mental illness, it's not easy. And one of the things I often talk about that we see instead of the illness is what I call surface symptoms, things that are on the surface. A funny example I'll tell really quick to illustrate the point. I had a friend, he had a little brother, and his little brother came to his mom and said, "I have a headache." And the mom had him lie down, that didn't work, had him take some aspirin, that didn't work, finally took him to the doctor. The doctor did an exam and eventually got his magnifying glass with the little light and looked up in his nose and said, "I know what's giving you your headache," and reached in with some tweezers and pulled out a Nerf ball.
A little Nerf ball. A big football, right? Because that would have been obvious.
I use this story because the mom didn't know what was causing the headache. And until that Nerf ball was discovered or identified, she could have treated all kinds of surface symptoms. A headache, a sickness.
Like, what are some surface symptoms of mental illness, or even your mental illness of bipolar?
Yeah. The first and probably the biggest one that is still there is guilt and worry and anxiety. Feeling guilty. My mind still, even though I know that I'm dealing with depression, my mind still looks for things to be depressed about.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's thinking, well, I didn't do this good enough, or I'm worried about something at work, or I'm worried about my family. And it's depression that I'm feeling, but my mind is interpreting the surface symptom and saying, this is guilt, this is worry.
And if you're not dealing with the real illness, you're just kind of spinning your wheels.
Yeah.
So first principle, or the first step to a more peaceful life, is if you're out there and you know you're struggling from something, if you see your partner struggling from something, start to identify what the illness is. And I guess that could be, I mean, there's some great resources online to start cross-checking stuff, but it could also be going to an expert, like a doctor that can pull a Nerf ball out of your nose.
Yes. Another one is perfectionism.
Yeah.
It goes right along with that feeling of guilt. I'm going to feel better if everything in my life is perfect, if I live perfectly, if I'm the best, and I have to be perfect in order to make this depression go away. Well, you're never perfect, and the depression never goes away.
Huge. That's huge. And other things like anxiety or depression, or anything you see that's more like reactivity, hyper-reactive, or super withdrawn, kind of any extreme.
On the mania side, the key thing is loss of sleep. Those thoughts get going, and they're so hard to let go of, and it's so hard to sleep. These ideas come, and it's easy to focus on what's going on in your mind as far as what you're thinking, instead of, okay, settle down. This is mania. This is a great idea, but you can work on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get it. Yeah, tomorrow's another day. Go to bed.
Right.
Let your mind turn off, which is hard if you've got a mental illness. Okay, so step one, identify your illness. What's the next step?
The next step is authorize your illness into your life. In other words, accept it. It's one thing to know I have bipolar disorder, and I knew I had bipolar disorder as soon as I had that psychotic break. I mean, it was obvious to everyone, but I didn't want to say I'm someone with a mental illness. I was afraid of what people would think. I was afraid people would think I wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
And so it was a process to be able to say, it's okay. It's okay to be someone with mental illness. And, you know, my life had to hit rock bottom before I was able to do that. And something I would say to people is, authorize this illness into your life before you hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Learn that it's okay to say that. Something I was so afraid of was, if I say I have a mental illness, this person's not going to respect me.
Right.
Well, come to find out, the person already knew I had a mental illness, and denying it made them not respect me. Oh, they respected me when I said, I have a mental illness, I'm dealing with it, I'm taking my medication, and then that's where the respect and the help came.
How many lives can be changed if we all just did both of these things? If we identified our illness, by the way, so some mental illness is some, but some is just, I love maple bars.
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Right.
So that's my addiction. And that if we could start to identify it and then authorize ourselves to just be not perfect.
Right. And something I want to mention is another reason it's so hard to identify is because everyone has highs and everyone has lows.
Yeah.
I mean, ask Georgetown if they know what depression feels like.
They're feeling depression right now.
ask the boys in Florida if they know what mania feels like. Everyone has highs and everyone has lows.
Yeah.
And so the key is to recognize when is it beyond normal? When is it going to the extreme? And that's when you seek professional help and get a diagnosis so that you can really identify what you're dealing with.
Well, and it's interesting too, because the people around you, they're recognizing it. They're seeing it.
Right.
They're dealing. And so if we could get everyone trying to identify the illness, and because you've authorized it, like you've authorized that, you know, something's not right with me.
Yeah.
So can we all safely go start to evaluate what that might be without calling me names, without, I mean, so the job of everyone around you is important too, because if I do name call you, if I do just call you evil, then that's one of the reasons why you probably don't want to admit or authorize it.
And that leads into the third step, which is understand. Once you know what you're dealing with and you've accepted it, you're saying, okay, this is something I have, I'm going to deal with it. Then you can start learning about it. Then you can say, okay, what is the mental illness and what is me?
Yeah.
And I like to say, you know, while you're figuring that out, why don't you pin the bad characteristics, the obsession, the irritability, you know, those things that hurt others and hurt yourself, pin them on the on the disorder and say the good things are the real me.
That's huge. That's huge. And then when you're trying to identify and understand you and your illness, you could also identify what's working. Like if you're treating the illness and it's working well, and you know that sleep really helps, it seems to work when I get 10 hours, then start, like, I guess, building that as part of your MO, part of what you need is, I need sleep, that works, that helps.
you're getting right into the next step.
Oh, am I already?
Which is control your illness.
See, there you
Once you understand what you're dealing with, then you start to figure out, okay, I'm going to try this medication. And by the way, people who deal with mental illness know that it isn't just a happy pill is going to fix this.
Yeah, no.
A lot of times you hear people say, and it's a cruel thing to say, just go take your meds. You need your meds.
Ugh.
Because
you chill know, out.
Yeah.
Take a chill pill, dude.
It's not that easy. Medication, in my case, it usually takes about a month in order to even see if it's working. And if I try something new, then I have to go off the old, and it takes a month, and it's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then you also have there's also other repercussions. There's other issues. When you're taking one med, other things are going to start to not work maybe as well.
Side effects.
Yeah. So you're going to have to – this idea, I guess, of controlling it – well, I mean, and I guess that goes back to rule number three, understanding yourself and your illness, kind of drawing a line between it. And knowing your good self versus, I guess that helps you start to understand when you're being impacted by it. The more you understand you versus your illness.
Right.
That has to kind of come from the inside out, doesn't it?
Like, and that is a process where you really have to stop and think about what you're feeling. At the moment when I'm manic, it's hard to say, you know, it's 3 a.m. in the morning and I'm working on this project and I'm totally awake. The last thing I feel like doing is sleeping. It's hard to slow down and say, wait a minute, this is mania.
Yeah.
This is a good idea, but
that's
this is mania.
Does it help you understand it? Does Soraya or your spouse or your kids around you, do they help you notice it? And have you already set up rules for how they're supposed to say things? Like when they know when you're manic, do you have certain ways you want her to say, hey, hun?
Yeah, we do, and Soraya is a master because part of it is irritability. And when I'm in that manic phase, or when I have those obsessive thoughts, those thoughts that I just can't let go of, and someone comes and says, "You're manic," you know, that's hard.
Oh yeah, don't go there.
It's hard, and so she's very subtle, but Yeah, she does.
That's amazing.
She's learned how to just kind of, you know, take me aside.
Yeah.
And also depression is the same thing. I have depression every morning when I wake up.
Actually, well, so do every I, actually. But and I, that's just because I haven't had my maple bar yet.
Yeah.
But you feel it every morning. So you know every morning you're going to have this battle.
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, that must, because that's when we got to get, historically, got to get the kids off. We got to get dressed for work. We got to be on time. I mean, that's a hard thing.
That's why it's so hard to go to sleep, because I know when I wake up, my emotions will be completely reversed.
Oh, how weird.
But
how hard.
What I wanted to say is Soraya, she doesn't come and shake me and say, it's late, get up.
Yeah.
She just comes in and she flips the blinds so it's light in the room. Sometimes she'll rub my back and she'll just say, do you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're still asleep. And, you know, very amazing. Gentle, loving, but it works.
And we need people around us that can do that. And the interesting thing about it, too, is in a weird way, I'm sure it helps Soraya to at least know she has something to do and can do instead of just watch you circulate.
Stay in bed until, later and later. And
it gives her power.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit of power in a world where she may have none.
Yeah. Well, and something else that has helped in our relationship is when I'm manic and when I have these obsessive things and the perfectionism, I can be so demanding of her. And over the years, through tears and trial, you know, I've learned, I'm still learning, to not be so driving, to not be so intense with her. And just hurting her makes me not want to do it. And that's hard to explain.
So you actually see some change. Even when you're manic, you're seeing kind of a more visceral gut. You don't want to hurt her. So you are making a subtle, slight changes.
Right.
It's interesting.
And it takes a lot of years, and takes a lot of times doing stupid things, mean things.
But that's progress, too. And I guess, does it help Soraya to know, I mean, is it easier to not be offended when you know he's manic? I mean, it seems like, if I know you're manic, I'm just going to take it as you're manic.
Something okay? Soraya often says is, when I'm manic, she's learned the best thing to do is, you know, and this is more extreme, is leave me alone.
Yeah.
Her initial reaction was, we got to talk through this. We got to work through this. And when I'm manic and have those thoughts just hanging on, it's not good, at least in my case, to talk about it right then.
Yeah, no, you got to...
Not in the moment.
Let it pass. We're talking to Andy Hogan, the author of Bipolar Disorder, 5 Steps to a More Peaceful Life. You can pick that book up at www.bearcanyonpress.com. We'll be back right here with more on The Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hi, I'm Rich Walgy, President and CEO of Rocky Mountain Power. And like nearly everyone else who works or has a business along North Temple, I'm very excited about the new Airport Tracks line. Many of our employees, as well as colleagues out of state, use the airport for regular business. Having a stop right in front of our North Temple offices will make that much easier. This new line will give thousands of people a convenient way to commute to work, go downtown, or connect a Front Runner and the rest of the UTA system. And because Tracks does run on electricity, there are no emissions. In fact, through Rocky Mountain Power's Blue Sky Funding Award, there are now solar panels on the canopies of 4 stations along North Temple. The more people ride Tracks, the less air pollution we'll have, and that's good for all of us. For more information, including routes and schedules, I encourage you to visit rideuta.com.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
7 years ago, I had a knee replacement at another hospital. I felt like it took a long time to recover, and I wasn't as stable as I wanted to be. So when it came time for me to get a knee replacement a year ago, I decided to listen to my friends and try Jordan Valley Medical Center. I felt very good about the surgery, and it was very easy, very simple for me. It made my balance better, and my recovery was much quicker. And my knee is more stable. I was back to work in 6 weeks. I was chipping and putting in 3 months and full-out golfing in 4. And I felt really good. At 6 months, I was 100%. It was an amazing surgery. I love Jordan Valley Medical Center.
Jordan Valley Medical Center. My orthopedic care. My healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News and Intermountain Healthcare are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
And you're guaranteed to learn something that'll make your home happier tonight. This is the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Matt Townsend Show. We're wrapping up our discussion with Andy Hogan, who suffers a mental illness, bipolar. He's written a book, 5 Steps to a More Peaceful Life. Now, Andy, really quickly, just run through those 5 steps one more time. We kind of missed the last one.
Okay, the first one is identify. Figure out what you're dealing with. Is this normal? Is this extreme? Do I need professional help? Don't just look at the surface symptoms of guilt, of perfectionism, addictions perhaps.
Yeah.
Figure out what the root cause of these emotions is. Identify that illness. Next, once you have identified it, authorize it. In other words, accept it. Realize it's okay. It's okay to have a mental illness.
Number three,
understand your illness and yourself. Get educated. Figure out what you're dealing with. Understand it and also yourself.
Good.
Number four, control your illness. Figure out your meds. Figure out your diet. Figure out your schedule, your sleeping. And the last step that we didn't talk about, number 5, heighten your life. Dreams can come true. Dreams will come true.
Awesome. You're the man. I so respect you. And Soraya,
thank you.
Go check out Andy Hogan's book. All you got to do is go to BearCanyonPress.com. If you want to talk to Andy, email him, Andy@BearCanyonPress.com. You can check out his radio blog, everything. Andy, so respect you. Thanks for listening. This is the Matt Townsend Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Who are
you? One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Hey, this is Thurm, the energy wise guy, here to teach you about saving money on your gas bill.
Wait, you're not Thurm. I am.
Wrong. I am.
Then prove it.
Well, since I had a Questar home energy expert come to my home and develop a home energy plan for me, I know all the little ways to save money, like installing a low-flow showerhead and insulating your water heater pipes. I know you can save by purchasing new energy-efficient appliances, like a water heater or furnace, and I know there are rebates if you do. I even know there are thousands of dollars of potential savings over a lifetime.
Wow, I guess you must be Therm.
That's right. I told you.
So if you're Therm, then who am I?
I don't know. Probably just some guy.
Oh.
Visit ThermWise.com or call Questar Gas to receive a customized home energy plan or for rebate information. If you can serve, you can save.
You said that really well, Therm.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Therm.
You're welcome, Therm.
Here's Rob Bruff, Executive Vice President of Marketing at Zions Bank, on why they're involved with Teacher Feature.
Well, when I think about Teacher Feature, I think one of the most rewarding things about being involved with Teacher Feature is the opportunity to really get to know these teachers. And as you read their stories from those who have been touched by them, whether they're students or parents or past students, you recognize the tremendous impact that teachers have on all of our lives. And it's really gratifying to be able to provide recognition for the great work that teachers do. You know, we talk a lot about heroes in our society, and we talk about sports heroes, we talk about heroes in entertainment or in politics or other areas, but we don't often enough recognize the great work that our teachers do. They really are the true heroes in our community.